Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. I'd like to thank Bill, N5AOW, and George, N2PFM, for picking up the net there last few nights. I was on vacation out there in Las Vegas, so having a good time. And I'm glad to see others stepped up and picked up the net while I was gone. That was great to see. All right, this net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff. Welcome back.
KA2AIT, hi, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
All right, there's three of you. So we'll start at the top there with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. The temperature is 0 here on the mountainside. That's the lower high today was 16. And we got about a half an inch of snow with the on and off snow showers today. A lot of sunshine, too. On the other night, and I had a fellows, I had a thing with the motor on the van. Finally, I put a pint of, a tranny fluid in. The oil ran it for about 5 minutes. At idle, of course, drained it out, put regular oil in, ran it another 5 minutes, drained it out, and boy, the first time you should have seen what came out of there. It was just unreal. Then I finally put a premium filter and the good oil in, and the thing started right up, and I haven't had any trouble since, so shows you how you never know. Of course, the motor's got like almost 200,000 miles on it, so I guess it is a little dirty there, even though I change the oil every 3,000. Oil and filter every time. And tranny oil and filter, tranny oil once a year, or twice a year rather, and the fluid and filter once a year. Okay, so that's about nothing too much here. Eventually, mine's going downhill more and more, but what can I say? It's very trying, but what can I say? Alright, God bless 73s to you and everyone else, and take care. So Jack, that's now 94.5 on the season here, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, 200,000 miles is nothing to shake a stick at, that's for sure. But alright, well, thanks for checking in, and I hope everything works out there with Mom, and we'll catch up with you later there, George. And thanks again for doing the nets there, one of the nets there, anyway. I was listening to the recordings of them there, and just briefly to see who was picking them up, so appreciate that. Okay, on to Jack, K2ZNZ. Good evening, what's going on?
Yeah, hi Jeff, everybody on board. Well, that at the moment being George and Clint and yourself, of course, and anybody else that's coming in. We got up to about 17 today. Right now we're 3.9, so we're not too far away from George up there at zero. He'll be there very shortly, I'm sure. But we did have only a dusting of snow overnight. Just a bit of dusting. Not even, hardly even measurable. And that was it for the snow. It all went just a little bit north of us again. All day long. And we had a lot of sunshine. So it wasn't so bad a day out there, except for the wind. We had a pretty strong west wind blowing snow around. So with that, we'll just say 7.3s all around. Back to you, Jeff, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in there. And yeah, everybody's getting that cool night here. I think we were down at zero there last time I checked the thermostat there. It's cool. But spring is coming. In fact, I think the Yankees opening televised spring training game is first one tomorrow. We're going to watch that, and kind of gives you the sense that all of this cold and snow and everything is going to come to an end, and we start seeing them throwing the ball around. So, all right, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2 VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2 AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2 VLA, where the temperature is -6 below at 9 o'clock. We had about an inch of snow last night, shoveling out the driveway this morning. We had senior bowling this afternoon. That kept us busy. And loafing tonight. So that's about all the news. I think it's going to be bitter cold for a day or two. And then the spring will be here. Next spring. This is KA2 VLA. We'll be clear.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for your prediction there to come true. I've been thinking that we've had this really cold and somewhat snowy winter, that maybe we'll have a real quick and fast spring, but I know it doesn't necessarily work that way, but one can only hope. All right, Clint. Well, sounds like you had a good day, and take it easy there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
And 5AOW, welcome back, Jeff.
AC2WI.
AC2NVU.
All right, there's three more. We'll start with Bill, N5AOW, and I thank you for picking up some of the nets there. I see you picked up like three or four of them there, so thank you very much. It's, you know, I don't mind doing them, but I like it when other people do them. And if anybody would like to pick up a net, you know, permanently, you know, once or twice or more a week, let us know. We'll be more than happy to set you up. So, all right, Bill, what's going on tonight?
Well, not a whole lot, Jeff. Getting cool down here a bit. I just looked at the thermometer a little bit ago. And Clint's right, it's dropping down. We're about -5, almost -6. So for some reason or another, I think we're going to endure this for another 3 or 4 days anyway, according to the weather forecast. We got about an inch of snow overnight, maybe a little bit more, but the wind just hellacious all day long today. Sun was out, it looked nice, but it wasn't one of those days you were going to go outside and enjoy anything. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. KD2AIT from N5AOW.
I hear you, Bill. I looked outside there today and I didn't want any peace of it. In fact, I don't think I went outside at all today. I worked most of the day, and I saw that. It looked blustery, it looked cold, and I was glad to stay inside. We were down there in Vegas for about 5 or 6 days, and six days there, and got used to walking around with shorts and a t-shirt on, and I guess that's just going to have to miss that, and going to have to wait for it to get back here, get like that. But anyway, all right, Bill, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there, and keep the heat going there. It's going to be a cold one. KC2WIP, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI, with 43 here, low for the day. I was only 15, and I don't know when that was. It was sometime in the morning, and because of that, next time, when I looked, it was 13. We have an inch or two of snow here. I don't know. I don't think it's even two. It's all day with snow in the air. But it's not amounted to much. So I don't know if we're on the edge of some lake effect band or if everybody's getting that. It's quite windy off and on. And not really nice out. I never left the house. I'm going to have to go outside and get some firewood. And when I go from my back door to the wood pile. That's going to be the farthest I've been from the house today. I only slipped steps off in the back and stepped out on the front porch, and that's about it. So I was going to walk over to the post office, but it just, I didn't have any feel I needed to do that, and it just was kind of cold, and I just didn't feel like putting on warm things and trudging over there, so I didn't do it. Been working on various computer projects and related things mostly, and a little bit of non-business, but a lot of stuff. Reading up and of the various opinions and whatever on the demise of Windows XP and you know, Microsoft's you know, stated lack of you know, ending of support as of April 8th, I think it's April 8th. And you know, there are a lot of things, a lot of hype that says it's obsolete and you got to upgrade and all that. And I don't think so. It is true that once they stop doing the Windows updates to patch security flaws, it'll become more vulnerable. My feeling is most of the major flaws are probably easily exploitable ones have been found. And if you start with a clean system with all every update that's available, and you use antivirus, and you're not stupid about what you do, I don't really see that as a huge problem. So I'm kind of a wait and see kind of a, you know, thing. I know some people that, you know, are some computer guys, you know, on their blogs and whatever, oh, you got to upgrade. So they're just looking to sell people new computers or Windows 7 upgrades or whatever, but I don't know. I don't quite think it's that.
Okay, Pete. Well, yeah, yeah, end of life there is coming up there for XP. That's gonna be a big one, because that was their last big, in my opinion, their last big operating system. That was before, you know, a lot of the stuff started taking off with Apple and you know, the Linux desktop became a little bit more popular, and you know, a lot of the apps started to come out, and people started to move away from, some people started to move away from traditional laptops and desktops. So you know, that one, when that one goes, that one's going to hurt a little bit, because there's a lot of machines out there that still run on it. Matter of fact, the Echolink machine here runs on it, and well, we'll have to see what we have to do, and maybe I think I'll probably just leave it running on there. It's really not going to affect anything either. They did end up getting attacked somehow. There's no browsing going on that machine or anything like that. It just sits there, runs Echolink, and does the, you know, it records the nets and it sends them off to the server to be put up on the website and stuff like that. But it doesn't really, otherwise it doesn't really do much interaction with anybody online. So, well, we'll have to see. All right. Thanks for checking in there, Pete, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Oh, we got 3 below 0, and the phone won't stop ringing. I just got off the phone again. Sold one car today, bought 2 more, so I'm busy. I actually had a decent day. Feeling pretty good today. So, ready to call it a day. Over.
All right. Well, congratulations, sir. I'm glad you're having a busy time. That's good. All right, Ray. Well, hopefully the phone will stop ringing long enough for you to get some sleep and back at it tomorrow. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, it's the first day back at work. Like I said, we got back here last night, from Vegas, and we had a real good time out there. You know, it's always a happening place out there anyway, and we hadn't been there in about 13 years, I think it was, 12, 13 years, so we decided it was a good time to take a trip back there and see how the other half lives, you know what I mean, and we had a good time out there, and we did get to drive around. We got down to the Hoover Dam, and then we drove around the desert for a while, looking at all the, you know, going to some of the little towns and stuff out there, and checking out the desert, which isn't something you get to see out here very often, so it was kind of nice. But anyway, we're back at it. We've got to work here late tonight, and I'm going to work all through the weekend and into the next week, so it's back to the grindstone for me, and I am looking forward to spring like you would not believe. I'm ready for cookouts outside and, you know, walking through the woods up at camp and all that good stuff and fishing and swimming and all the stuff, outdoor stuff you get to do when all this white stuff is gone. So, anyway, that's about it. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
And 5AOW.
Go ahead, Bill.
Where you at?
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Jeff, we're glad to have you back. There is nothing like a familiar voice on the net. So anyway, that's... I'm glad you enjoyed the trip out there and the warm weather and so on. There's nothing like a break from the winter. And I think they give you a good idea what goes on in places that doesn't really have a winter, but makes it nice. When I lived in Texas for a while, that basically was the same way. They called winter, you know, anything that was below, I'd say 50 degrees or whatever. And times, I think it maybe to 18, I think, on the coldest night I've seen. But there was nothing to be concerned with, because by the time 10 o'clock, 10:30 come around, it was 65 degrees again. So it made it totally tolerable. Anyway, with that, I'll bid you a good evening, 73 to all. And have a good day tomorrow and a good evening. And 5AOW clear.
Okay, Bill, yeah, I know what you mean. You see, everybody down there, it'd be, one day it was 65 or something. Everybody down there was walking around with jackets and sweaters on, and, you know, you would have thought there was a snowstorm coming in, and we were walking around with shorts and a t-shirt, just loving every minute of it, and they must have thought we were from outer space. But anyway, it's you're right. Their idea of the winter and ours are two different concepts completely. Well, thanks. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. And we should be here for a while now. I think Pete jumped in there, too, with a comment. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, KC2WI, I was going to say, I don't see that there's any risk at all if you're running Windows XP and it's behind a firewall, which it's behind a couple of them. It's behind the Windows firewall and it's behind your router's firewall. And you're not out there, you know, you're not out there surfing the internet. You got no programs that are out there, sort of accessing websites you don't know about. You know, like say for the Echo Link thing, that's, you know, legit. I just don't see that as a problem at all. I think the only problem is if it's a end user thing that, and they're just sort of, you know, continue their what most people do, which is not very safe. Don't pay attention to what they're doing, you know, and that kind of stuff. But I would think for something like, you know, an Echo Link machine, what's the difference? You run it forever.
Roger, that's my thinking on it too. I think as you get to other computers where people browse a lot, you have to be a bit more careful sooner or later. You go to a reputable site, they may have a rogue ad on there from one of their ad promoters that slipped through their system, and the next thing you know, you're getting infected on something you can't defend against. But I don't think it's all that big of a deal. Won't be for a while anyway. And it gets to the point where pretty soon the computers that ran XP are just getting too old to do some of the things that you're going to want to do, you know, whatever next technology is that comes out. But yeah, I think you're right, though. For a while, I don't think it's going to be a big deal as far as whether you should upgrade or not. Excuse me. All right. Thanks, Pete. And are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing Lightning 9, I'll now close the Black River Valley service. Now return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Jack, Clint, Bill, Pete, and Ray for checking in tonight. And Space 73 is those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Tomorrow night. 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is correct.